You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Eating meat and chicken is not as crucial as having fish, because the whole concept of Shabbat is onig, that means pleasure, but the concept of simcha doesn't apply to Shabbat. So as far as meat and chicken, that we should having our Seudah in Yamim Tovim, such as Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuot, but Shabbat doesn't apply. But it's good to have meat. So now about the having fish, why we need to have Dagim and Shabbat Kodesh. So first of all, fish has a code that is bad. Misha Ochel Dag, be dag nitzal midag. Right. So misha ochel dag be dag nitzal midag. So this is an interesting code. Dagim in Hebrew term means fish. Dag, the numeric value, if you add it up, 4 and 3 is 7. And dag and the aga is very similar. So here that means whoever that eats fish on the seventh day, then he will not have any worries. Misha ochel dag, bedag, that is the seventh day, nisol midag, there is no worries. So what is that exactly work? So now, as you know, the fish, we don't need to slather it. We just take it out of water and that's it. You can make a sushi. You don't need any slathering. And the reason is the game, they have a special structure as far as the spirituality. That actually, to eat meat during the week, it's not for everyone, as Gemara brings, because to elevate meat and chicken is a very hard process. Why? Because they have spark of holiness in them. So it's only suggested to have meat and chicken in Shabbatot and Yamim Tovim. But during the week, it's a complicated concept. But fish, because it's not being slaughtered, so then it's good to have it, especially on Shabbat Kodesh. So now, the Ibn Benishka explains that the fish was created from the above water, because the whole earth was surrounded by water. Actually, we had two balls, one was earth and one was water. So now the fish was created from above water, that Hashem separated, took it up to the penthouse. So now Shabbat also is, as we say in our Shirim, Me'ein Olam Haba. The Miss Shabbat actually is a workshop that you can taste the Olam Haba in the heaven. By eating gondi, you know, you feel the Olam Haba. So there is a resemblance. Fish was created from the above water, and Shabbat also is above the nature. So that's why the resemblance between eating fish and Shabbat. And also, at the time of the Noah, all the fish stayed pure. They didn't intermarriage. So the quality fish is, it's very pure and loyal. So that's what the Shabbat exactly is. The other reason is that many, many have this quality. You never ever seen them, ever, even at the time of the Torah, that the eyes is closed. Never happens. Have you seen people like that? Like they take a nap at the time of the Torah? You seen people like that?
No.
So that's what the fish is. The fish, the eyes, all is open. You know that? You know? So, you know, really? The fish, whenever he closes his eyes, never happens. And that's why we were blessed by Yaakov Nol Shalom, V'itgul Arov, V'relev Ha'aretz. That, as probably I've seen some people I mean, they think, I mean, some, they have the eyes of the fish. Keep Shabbat, actually, it saves you from all the troubles. Just like the fish that the eyes is open. So now, according to Halakha, it's required, it is good to have in all the Saudot, night, morning, and Saudot Shirishit, to have fish. But if it's hard for someone or is kind of hesitant to have fish, so at least you should eat fish in Saudah Shirishit, the third Saudah, in the afternoon. But why? Why Saudah Shirishit is a greater opportunity to have fish rather than night and morning? Why? Is the difference between night, morning, and afternoon? Why? First of all, the greatest elevation after Tefillot during the week, it's a Mincha of Shabbat. Mincha of Shabbat, there's no barrier according to Kabbalah between the connection. So the Mincha of Shabbat is et ratzon, that means mustajab, timing, that the Tefillah will be accepted. So now here, Moshe Baruch Shalom, Yosef HaSadiq, and David Baruch Shalom, they passed away on Shabbat. So one of the reasons that people that have this custom, they eat egg, and Saudah Shirishit, some also eat in the morning, especially in Saudah Shirishit, because these three Sadiqim, they passed away the Mincha time of the Shabbat. Because egg, God forbid, resembles morning, Avelut. So that's why we have egg on Shabbat afternoon, in the afternoon. So now, here, as we celebrated, when was it, 2-3 weeks ago? What did we celebrate? Shavuot. Shavuot. When was Shavuot? No. At the time that Hashem spoke to Am Yisrael, when was it? It was on Shabbat. Ribono Shel Olam gave Torah on Shabbat. You know? You don't know? Hashem gave Torah to Am Yisrael on Shabbat Kodesh. Hashem spoke to Am Yisrael on Shabbat Kodesh. How? Hashem spoke to Am Yisrael on Shabbat.
It was a day of rest. Why should
we do that? So day of rest means you have to sleep, to eat. No. That's why people, they don't come to Shiur because they're sleeping. They come late. Yeah? The reason Ribono Shel Olam gave Torah on Shabbat Kodesh, because if you learn an hour Torah on Shabbat, Hashem gives a credit for 500 hours. An hour compared to 500. Well, if you learn the Sodot, it will be 1,000. Yeah. The Sodot, Kabbalah, will be 1,000. So that means an hour, you save 2 weeks. You know, that's how great it is. But back to the fish. What's the connection between fish and Shabbat Kodesh? Because there's a beautiful behavior that fish has. The fish, being in the water and living in the ocean, when all of a sudden feels a drop of rain that is coming down, he jumps up to the surface of the water. Isn't that something? Have you ever observed such a thing? It's such a beautiful thing, yeah. So that's why Yaakov Avraham Shalom bless Am Yisrael v'itgu l'arob, that you as a Yehudi should never think a Divrei Torah is a rerun. You should never feel, you know, I heard it before, Chas v'Shalom, you should not run out of Beit Knesset without learning some Torah, learning some Halakha. So he gave us the blessing to be like a fish. Millions of gallon of the water that fish lives in, when he feels one drop of water on the surface of the water, jumps up, so excited. So that's why Ribono Shel Olam gave the Torah on Shabbat for us to remember that how great Torah is, just like Shabbat. And we eat fish, why? To remind ourselves that Chas v'Shalom, We should not fail. We should not fail. I'm sorry. See, you get an email that you have some type of merchandise that you can make so much money, or there's a property that it's gonna go on auction. What kind of feeling gives you? Wow. So excited. You call your realtor, this, that, you know, wow, you know, so been waiting for it. So here, the reason that we're having fish on Shabbat Kodesh, that's exactly what it is. And of course, you know, we're so excited, you know, to progress, to do more, to have more money, you know, it's understandable. But here, the reason that we are placing this award, we have a goal. And what's the goal? That we know there is a very higher station that is waiting for us. We have to do saving. We have to save. And we like to save. Why? Because we want to be secure. But here, the security in Olam Elyon, we're very careless. And that's what the message here is. It's not just eating the fish. The fish reminds us, you know, time of Noah, they said pure, didn't mix up. We ate fish, why? Because Ram Olam, the water of Abab, Ma'im Elyonim. We ate fish, why? Because the eyes is always open. You never see, he closes his eyes. Why? Because that's how it is. The fish is excited, even one drop of water. Why? Because it gives you such a chiyut, such a life. Because that's what the Torah Tanu Shah actually is given to us. Hashem is a Kiyonu, Bazar Hashem, Shenizkeh, to follow the faith.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.